Nine women came out shuffling onto the dirt, clapping their hands in complex patterns that reminded me of gypsy performers. They were no shy little girls, but stout adult women, lambas tied around their waists, their feet stamping the ground in flip-flop sandals. A strange-looking little man stepped behind them in a lime-coloured suit, with a lamba tied around his waist of the same white and purple pattern as the women's attire. He wore dark sunglasses, a white shirt beneath his suit, and black leather shoes. His presence marked him as the leader of the troupe. To the side stood a short accordion player with a permanent grin of pleasure on his face, and a tall, slim young man who strummed a rectangular wooden box with a small sound hole, a thin, long neck with partial frets, strings of fishing wire, and nine wooden pegs, a homemade cabossi. Both players wore hats, threadbare t-shirts, and lambas, and were barefoot. The group was fired up, even before the microphone stand could be put in place. They were not attempting to perform. They were doing their thing, for real. Something stirred in my abdomen. I stretched my camera above someone's head and filmed. Two boys climbed up a tree to get a better look. The women jounced and jerked to the driving rhythm, singing together until one of them broke into an improvised rap, while the others clapped, shrieked, and ululated. They seesawed, bent backwards and lurched forward, threw their arms up in the air and beat their chest to the rhythm. The little man in the green suit stepped up to the microphone and shouted an avalanche of words. The women yelled as the man bent at the knees and galloped on the spot like a stallion. A tall woman jumped before him, her hands waving, her hips swaying. The others screamed and clapped louder to urge the two dancers on. I was stunned by their energy, mesmerized by their abandon, stirred by their intensity. Were they drunk? In a trance? Was I? Before I came down to earth, they had danced off to make place for another Ansa group. I motioned to Parisa, who had been sitting on the ground between the children, and followed the odd man and his entourage. I had lost interest in anything else that might be going on. By the time we caught up, the group had entered the courtyard of a nearby building. Standing under a rubber tree, the little green man unleashed his raps while all nine women bounced and gyrated around him, whooping and yelping. The commotion was chaotic, the vitality red hot. The women rolled their eyes, shook their hips, each one of them dancing to her own ecstasy, stamping her feet on the ground like flamenco dancers in Cordoba. The man was in a trance now, hurling his words like a conga player slaps his drums. The women responded with squeals and answered his call, Zabube! Zabube! The accordion player grinned. The cabossi man rang his fingers over his fretboard like a spider on speed. Parisa had been standing nearby, watching while I filmed, until suddenly the women invited her in. She was surrounded. Cheering women clapped their hands above their heads as Parisa sang with them, Zabube! Zabube! A tall woman leapt before her, hips writing and stomping at her feet. Parisa must dance. A chorus of shrieks and yells, the clapping intensified. The shaman stepped up, held Parisa by the hand and sang to her. She was in tears, sobbing but grinning. My heart too was pounding in my chest. I felt I had never seen women in this way. I was electrified by their ardor, their explosive power, the intense joy of freedom and abandonment. But the energy did not relent. The seance went on high voltage. The music never stopped. The clapping never stopped. The accordion found room to soar. One of the women put her scarf around the shaman, who strutted and pranced with two, then three, and then with all of them. He took the handsome woman with the sky blue blouse by the hand and rapped to her. I wish that I could understand what he was saying. He looked into her eyes. She radiated. The others ululated, wiggled and jiggled. They tossed back their heads, dropped into a squat position with hands quivering around their faces. The barrage of speech flew faster. Call and response ignited. Women laid hands on him and on each other, rocked back and forth, pushed out their behinds and stuck out their breasts. I rushed over and handed the man in the lime-green suit a 10,000 ariary note. It was a lot of money, but I couldn't help myself. He grabbed my hand and sang to me. I stopped filming.